Good morning. 12/19/13. December 19th, 2013. 7:42 in the a.m. It is raw out here this morning. It's allegedly 30 degrees. But the sun isn't shining, so it's not warming the atmosphere at all. And 1646, not bad. But with the breeze and the clouds and the dark and it's damp, it feels really cold. I'm wearing hooded fleece hood under my regular hood. And I should have worn a sweater or something because the cold air is coming up underneath my coat. It's a little nippy. So anyway, yeah, here I am walking and talking. I don't know if I've got a lot to talk about today. My wife is sick again, still some more. She's going to be home all week this week. 9 cents next week is a short week. She'll probably take next week as well. Which means that's going to be very difficult to get anything done. What I need to do is record more. And it's not impossible to record when she's in the house, but it's very difficult. The kids are pretty quiet. It's odd. The kids are pretty quiet. I mean, every once in a while I'll be recording and they'll flush a toilet and that's, you know. Yeah, okay, fine. But my wife talks to a computer and she talks to the cats. She talks to herself. And unless she is quite literally diametrically opposite me, diagonally in the house as far away as she can get, the microphone picks up her voice. And so I have a hard time recording when she's in the house. So I don't know. Abby Hilton needs more lines. Now Dan Sawyer needs lines. Everybody needs voiceover. It's kind of a pain. So I got to the end of In Vito Rex yesterday. And I've already talked to Brand about this, so I don't think I'm spilling any beans. There's a cliffhanger. Now, I've talked on the show here, on the podcast, repeatedly about just how much I hate cliffhangers. And, yeah, this one was pretty. It was pretty stark. I won't spoil it for those of you who are catching up and still reading, etc. But it does cliffhanger the ending. And I was quite upset. And in the conversation with Brand, I explained why I was so upset. His take on it was that book one set the stage, book two put the main characters in an untenable position, and book three he'll resolve it, which is the Return of the Jedi the original Star Wars setup. So, yeah, I get it. It reads differently than that. But I understand what he's doing, and I have huge respect for him and his craft. This book is probably, and I'm pretty sure it's the best thing he's ever done. Except for the last three paragraphs. It's excellent. It's excellent. It's just truly excellent. It's a great read. In fact, I think part of my problem with being cliffhangered is that it's such a great read that the cliffhanger feels like, how could you do this to your characters? How could you do this to your story? How could you do this to your readers? Which is sort of where I go with it. I say, it's a difficult thing. I still have to say it's probably, it is the best thing that he's ever done. It's really, really good. I just really, really, really don't like the cliffhanger ending. And I'll let it go at that. We had a long conversation. I expect we'll talk more about it today. We had a long conversation about it last night. Yes, I know the story does go on. Yes, I know there's going to be another book. I know that there's many more words to come. And the problem is that I didn't like the ending. If you like cliffhangers, if you're good with cliffhangers, if you're good with that, then yeah, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this. I'm not a cliffhanger guy. I didn't like it when J.C. Hutchins did it. I don't particularly like it when Sydney Swanson does it in her Mars series, but apparently in YA it's de rigueur. You have to have a cliffhanger ending if you're writing YA. Apparently that's a thing. I had no idea. Of course I don't write YA. But yeah, it was it was distressing, and I think part of the distress is, if I'm going to be honest, part of the distress is that I was so into the story that I didn't want it to be over. I particularly didn't want it to be over with everything left unresolved. With the cliffhanger. And then at the end of the book there's a preview of coming attractions. There's an excerpt from another book. I think that's why I didn't see the cliffhanger coming and see the ending coming, because I'm not at the end of the book. I'm only at like 96% because there's an excerpt. So yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Follow up on the guy yesterday, Robert Earl Stanton is his name, and somebody said they thought he was a performance artist because his posts have that sort of performance art feel. They're not the posts of an author, they're the posts of a performer, and I think there may be some truth to that. But yeah, after giving him chapter and verse of why exactly his work didn't work for me, he pretty much ignored my critique, which is, I suppose, pretty much to be expected, I suppose. So there's that. What else? There was something else. Monk pole. Oh, I got an email from a fan who wanted to know if he could write and publish books set in my universe. Now, there's a reason I don't have the Golden Age enrolled in Kindle Worlds. And while I'm flattered that he wants to write in my universe, my take on fanfic is basically, if you're really good enough to do fanfic in my world in a way that I'm going to approve of, then you're good enough to write your own world. You know, I've heard all the arguments about, well, fanfic is good training wheels, fanfic is a good way for a new author to get focused on story rather than character, because the characters exist, etc., 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 etc. And no, I'm sorry. If you want to practice by writing fanfic, that's one thing. Practice all you like. You want to write fanfic? Fine. Write fanfic. There's even a place on my website for you to write fanfic and publish it to other fans. But where I draw the line is publishing it to the public. And, oh yeah, by the way, if you write anything in my world as fanfic and publish it on my forum, if anything from there shows up in my writing, not that it's likely to because I don't read those forums, but if it should, yeah, you're out of luck. That's my world and my work, and that's how it is. Because I have too many ideas of my own to worry about whether or not we're writing the same story in different ways. I've had a couple of people actually pitch stories to me that were related very closely to works in process or works that I had planned. And particularly with the new series coming up, a lot of stuff that people have talked about is going to show up in those books, because that's kind of where I'm going. It's really the obvious next step. So, yeah. So, yeah, if you want to write fanfic, you have to get on the discussion forums, fan forums, which means you have to establish an account, then you have to email me to tell me the account's there, and then I'll approve it. I haven't been on there, honestly, for months, so I'm not sure what's going on. I did log in a little while ago, delete about 120,000 spam applications for credential. It's quite astonishing how many spam bots apply to be members, which is one of the reasons why I said, all right, you have to email me. The only way you can find out you have to email me is you have to read the forum. So there's that. But yeah, fanfic, really. If you're going to write fanfic, and post it on the Kofiri forum and share it with other fans. But seriously, if you're good enough to write fanfic, it's going to be good enough to publish with my approval, then you're good enough to write your own stuff. And if you're that good, the other advantage, the unspoken advantage, the one that nobody would talk about really, is that anybody who writes in my universe... Oh, it's geese. Can you hear them? There. I wondered how long it would be before I got geese overhead. So yeah, if you're good enough to write fanfic that I'm going to approve of, you're good enough to write your own stuff. And if you're that good, then let me know about it. And if I agree that you're that good, I will promote your work myself. I promote other authors all the time. I promote other authors that I think are appropriate to the audience. I read a lot of stuff, and sometimes I recommend stuff that's not necessarily appropriate to the audience, but I do at least let you know why I'm recommending it, even though it's not perhaps appropriate. So, what am I going to do today? I don't know. Sirens everywhere here this morning. I wonder what's on fire. Here comes some guy driving cross country. Now, it's people like this that are the reason that those big concrete barricades are across the road back there by the monk pole. Not exactly sure where he's going. Yes, whoa, big man. Drove across country in a flat, unimproved road in your four-wheel drive. You rock. Whoa. The loose geese up there looking for a flock. So everything is gray and brown, winterish looking. There's the picture this morning shows the small patches of snow that are still out there in between the tufts of grass along the shady bits. But yeah, all the trees are bare, except of course for the evergreens. We've done nothing to decorate our house. Tomorrow, I suspect the tree will go up, given that Christmas is like next. Today's the 19th, so it's like, what, next Tuesday? The solstice is the 21st, so that would be, this is Thursday, so it would be Saturday. I'm hoping for a clear morning that morning. This morning I could not see the sunrise, it was down behind the cloud bank. So the sunrise this morning was quite uninspiring. It was much better yesterday. Yesterday's sunrise was quite lovely, actually. The cloud cover had three or four layers, so the sun got up and the one layer was really dark. The sun shining in under the clouds illuminated the lower levels so that they glowed golden against a black background. It was really quite lovely. I wish I'd had it together to get out and take a picture of it. But so it goes. Anyway, here I am at the last corner. 3451. Well, 18.5 for the second mile. I'm slowing down in my old age, but I'm also out of shape, so I have to get back into shape. We'll see how that works out. One of my fellow walkers. I see him. He's a boa hunter. He lives down the street. Probably getting ready for something, I don't know. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.